WRMQ 805 mobile, standing by. WSBG 572. WSBG 572, sign. WRMQ 805, Macomb 575 repeater, mobile, standing by. WRAS 504 monitoring frequency.
WRFX 966.
WSFW 542, standing by. Anybody out there today? WSFW 542.
WSET 544, WSEU 445, copy. WSET 544, WSEU 445, copy. WSET 544, clear and monitoring. WSET 544, WSEU 445, copy. WSET 544, monitoring.
WSEU 445, monitoring, mobile.
WSET 544. I was wondering when you were going to get on. I'm either right in front of or right behind you. I'm not sure, but I'm in four-wheel drive and heading down your road.
Well, you better leave it in four-wheel to get in here.
You in the parking lot already?
Yes, I am.
I Bill plowed it yesterday, too, because it was up to my doors. I had to plow it with my bumper just to get in there.
Yeah, well, that means it again. We're not moving any cars around here tomorrow.
Well, good news. I got the gator in tow. I'll be there in just a few minutes.
Sounds good.
This is WRZT 820. If you guys don't mind, whereabouts do you guys get all the snow from?
This is 445. We're up in Gaylord.
All right, 445, copy that on the Gaylord. WRZT 820, clear.
Brian, you guys must have been getting pounded because we stopped getting it, mid-morning. And I went out and plowed. It was all heavy, but we quit getting snow, so you guys must have been getting pounded down here.
I've got about 2.5, 3 foot on the back deck where there was no wind to disturb it, just fall and drop. Yeah, we got here pretty good here.
And they obviously have not plowed your road in a while.
No, they went down it the other morning, and this afternoon they were doing the other half, but they didn't come and get us today, so it's still a mess, and they will probably be there wait till tomorrow morning. They usually come through about 6.
I figured out my reception problem, too, with my radio here for the last week or two, couple weeks.
So did you find out a bad cable?
Nope, that base of that antenna was The bottom half of it was junk from the get-go. Remember how we were getting like 2.2 was the best we could do on SWR?
Yeah, and I think we got it down to as low as about 1.5, I think.
Well, but it was 2.2 on the higher frequencies, repeater channels. And so I tested it today because I wasn't getting anything in my driveway. And come to find out, I swapped out the other antenna and then the trim piece, put that back in the top. At the highest frequency, it's down to 1.6. So that antenna base was junk from the start.
Yeah, because you're definitely coming through clear. A little bit of background at the end of it, but it's night and day right now.
My reception's much better, too. So, yeah, I think the problem was just that antenna. I assumed it was good, but probably should have swapped it out just to try it.
That's why I went with the one that I got. Yep. It seems to be pretty good.
Break.
Go ahead for break.
What kind of antenna is it? Where'd you get it?
It's a Nagoya 200C. I was going to use it at home on a base, so I ordered two of them, but the first one I got, apparently, there was something wrong with it because I swapped them out this morning and my reception just, I mean, it's night and day.
Nagoya 200C. Is that like a UHF style PL259 mount onto a fiberglass shaft?
It's a steel antenna with NMO base. It comes pre-tuned for 144, like 150 megahertz, so I think like some MERS, and then for GMRS, so I trimmed it just for GMRS.
Oh, okay. We sell the one out of our shop that's UHF ham radio and GMRS. It's excellent on both, but I bring them into the country, and they're actual fiberglass sticks. I was just wondering, because an NMO mount antenna on a house would require like being attached to a cookie sheet to make it work correctly. But that's weird. You have a bad base with an NMO because that's why the world goes with NMOs. They're super reliable.
Yeah, and I mean, I didn't even make the assumption that it could be the bottom half. But I swapped it out this morning because, like I said, I was sitting at home, couldn't get anything. Even the stuff my handheld was picking up, and I knew something was wrong, so I grabbed the other one. I do have a ground plane base for the one for my home base. But yeah, I put that on there, and I mean, everything just was super clear, way better than it was before, so it must have just been bad out of the box.
Wow. Well, I didn't mean to derail you guys' conversation. I kind of wonder if I was talking to you the other night on the radio. We were going back and forth about stuff, and your signal kept popping out. But I thought that fellow was in Bridgeport or something of that nature. Anyway, it's WSEY 842 in the group here, so I'll pass it to your buddy since you've been.
That might have been me. Two nights ago, I think. I did keep cutting in and out, and I thought it was my signal, but I think my antenna just might have been crapping out on me.
Our appointment here, Josh. I'll be clear on your final. This is WSEU 445.
Okay, I'm a couple blocks away. Trailer and tow, so if he pulls in there, if you make sure nobody's in the way, I'll just pull straight in. I can unload it and clear some snow here. WSEU 544, clear.
WSEY 842 in the blend.
WRTX 930. WRTX 930.
WRFX 966.
Nine six six from WRCY 565. I got a quick comment for you, or if you know about this.
I'm here.
Apparently, the CEO of Stellantis has stepped down.
Somebody just sent me the link to that, ironically, on Facebook. So I just made it downstairs to do my research, but it's about freaking time.
I can't remember if it was Odyssey Radio or WWJ that reported it. But, yeah, it was a couple hours ago I saw it when... So see what happens now. May not be able to make it. You know, they're just going to be all hands on deck with the new guy, and you know, who knows? But anyways, I don't know if you knew or not. So if you're aware of it, that's good. All right, I'll let you get back to what you're doing. WRCY 565. Have a good evening.
Well, hopefully he can fix the billet pumps and save the sinking ship. WRFX 966.
$75,000.
WSET544 monitoring.
3544, monitoring.
WSEU 445 monitoring.
WSEU 544, WSEU 445, I'll copy.
Now that's a clear transmission. That last transmission was clear.
Four, five, five, if you copied on me, I did catch it.
Yes, sir. Copy the last transmission. Yes, I did copy the last transmission. Yes, I did copy the last transmission, 445.
All right, I was monitoring all four channels, and somebody was screwing around on another one. Just kept keying up, over and over and over again, and kept interrupting until they couldn't hear you.
Yeah, I was getting that up here too, but your transmission is clear. There's no static at the end or nothing.
And I started picking this up when I got off the freeway.
You're already downstate then?
Yeah, it was a little scary. In 75 split to 127, it looked like they hadn't even plowed it. I mean, it was just snow, which was nice, because I could hear underneath my tires. It was black ice, so once I hit that, I was just excited. Once I got to Holton Lake, it disappeared, or south of Holton Lake.
Wow. Well, you're down there where there's no snow now.
Yeah, but it's still 24 degrees, so I'm going to go inside and get warm.
It's actually done up here right now, I think, so they're talking more later, but right now we're not getting anything, so...
Yeah, I went over, Justin was at his dad, so I talked to him, he's going to go in, I told him to let that fall and adjust those pads up because it's just too far off the ground, it's not cleaning that snow, so he'll probably be in a little bit early to mess with that.
I'll go in a little early then too because I've got the heat gun in the truck, so.
Oh, and I forgot, let him know
I unlocked the dumpster because that's been freezing up every single time, so I just thawed it and unlocked it and left the lock hanging on the bar.
Want me to spray that lock down and let it sit inside for the day tomorrow?
We can see if we can get it dry with something. It must have moisture in it because, like, every time you go out there to unlock it, it froze.
I'll just put it in a bucket of penetrating oil. I'll let it soak.
All right. I appreciate it. Hey, I'm going to get unloaded here and take everything in the house, get a shower, and get in bed. We got a busy day tomorrow, so WSET 544, I'll be clear on your final.
Sounds good. If we need anything, we'll let you know, and we'll talk to you sometime this week. To the SEU, 445, clear.
WRVJ258 listening.
Button if you're not going to identify.
WRVJ258 listening.
I can hear nothing.
I'm doing well here in East Point. Where are you located? Over.
Look here.
All right, very good. Do you guys have any snow on the ground up there?
Yeah, we got about an inch last night, but it pretty much melted off today.
Yeah, I'd say we have maybe about half of that, and it took a couple of days to get there, but I'm hoping that it warms up enough that we melt it off a little bit. I still want to clean some leaves off the lawn.
Yeah, I've got the same problem. Boy, I'm really glad I'm getting out to East Point. Operating at a 5-watt right now, but I've got my 50-watt coming.
Probably getting to the point with the smoking the heater system in the cold site, which is in Mount Evans. And here is Jim.
Yeah, I'm bouncing off the Mayville North Tower.
Okay, good. Well, you're making it in quite well. There's just barely a detectable noise on your signal, but not much.
Thanks to the info, I got a new antenna in my 25-watt radio. Something went wrong with it, so I just decided to order a 50, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay, are you using the radio stationary? Are you using it as a base station, or are you operating mobile?
It is my mobile. Right now I'm using it as a base station in my radio room, and I'm really impressed with the program.
Okay. WSTY 438.
Stand by. There's a QSO in progress.
Yeah, we're just
okay, very good. Well, are you using an external antenna? What are you using for an antenna?
Yes, sir. External antenna. I got a diamond, and I've been really happy with it.
Okay, well, I'm a big fan of diamond antennas. They're a little pricey, but they are well worth it. The build quality is superior to most others, in my experience. How high up is your antenna?
I'm at 20 feet.
Very good. Well, the higher the better on these frequencies when we're talking UHF like we are. The higher the better. Height is king. High and in the clear as best as you can manage. And use a very good quality coaxial cable on these frequencies, 460 megahertz and above. We're dealing with a lot of loss in the coax. A lot of signal just gets lost on the way to the antenna. So try to use the very best coaxial cable you can afford.
Roger that. In preparation for my 50 watt, I went with 213.
Well, if you're only running to an antenna at a height of 20 feet, if you're running less than 50 feet of the coax, that might be acceptable. I would recommend that you use either 9913 Belden or LMR 400 or LMR 600. Those would be superior for VHF and above. They're more expensive, but they are superior as far as loss is concerned.
Thank you for that info, sir. I'm kind of new to the game, so learning as I go, but I did go with the R213 because they said that was the best, and when I get my 50, I'm hoping that works out, and I kept it to 49 feet, 49.2 in fact.
Well, 213, I don't know the exact loss per 100 feet. They specify in the tables, specification tables, they usually specify per 100 feet of coax. So you can basically cut the loss in half for 50. But you're looking at almost 500 megahertz here, so the higher in frequency, the more loss. So you want to look to see what the loss per 100 feet at 500 megahertz is specified. And then for your installations, 50 feet, cut that in half. 213, if I remember correctly, is probably about 4 or 5 decibels per 100 feet, which is significant amount of loss. And it works in both directions. That means your receive signal will also be down by that number of decibels. So keep that in mind. But you can make up for it with a good antenna up high. So it's a bit of a trade-off. Your mileage may vary. Why don't we put it that way? I'm glad you're looking forward to it. Hope you get it all set up and get back out here and let us know how it's doing.
Will do. What's your name, Jim, again?
That is correct. The name here is Jim.
All right, Jim. I'm Doug. Thank you for your information tonight and the shout back. WSFW 542, clear.
Very good, Doug. Okay, yep, good luck with that. I'll look forward to hearing from you when you get it all set up. This is WRBJ 258 in East Point, Michigan.